Hey, greetings everybody. Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I want to talk to you today about pre-Torah laws that we still keep today. You know, everybody, most everybody, understands as Christians that we follow Christ and we keep His New Testament word, His New Testament ways. Most people understand that. Most people aren't doing it, but they understand that. The 613 laws given to Israel, this is known as Torah law, are not for people following Christ today, Gentiles. It was not given to us. It was given to the nation of Israel for that time. Hebrew Roots is a false movement that tells you got to be keeping that today. Reject them. I've got articles on that at the teaching blog. But today I want to discuss the pre-Torah laws that are in play, some of them, that are in play for believers of the Most High who follow Him and obey Him. As I said, most all people know that New Testament saints keep the New Testament covenant and the ways of the New Testament body. 2 Thess 2:15, Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down to you. So Paul was used by Christ to establish this New Testament body. And there's many commands and ordained ways in the New Testament. I'm here to teach you about some of the things that existed before Torah law was given to Israel that are still for Gentiles today following Christ. I'm going to prove that right here because I get a lot of people challenge that. This is going to bolster your faith. It's going to give you evidence of why we do what we do as New Testament saints, and it's going to back up the pre-Torah things that I often teach about that you need to be keeping if you're going to obey Christ to glorify Him as fruit you're born of Him via the gospel. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Now, in the book of Acts, the Jews were wanting to put the Torah law on Gentiles, but a council of the apostles, Paul, Peter, James, they silenced that false way really quickly. They did. We're going to read about it. They did not tell them to keep Torah law. They said, we did not command you keep Torah law and get circumcised. But they gave them four things to not do. Let's read them. Acts 15, verse 20. But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, from fornication, from things strangled, and from blood. All right, I want to show you, we're going to look at these four things, and prove to you these were all pre-Torah things that were to be avoided then and to be avoided now by us Gentiles. Let's look at them. Don't eat blood or strangled meat. All right. The reason you don't eat strangled meat is because it still has blood in it. So the key here is don't eat blood. They killed animals by cutting their throats and bleeding them out, so the blood left them. Genesis 9:4. God says, but the flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof shall ye not eat. So God told Noah in Genesis 9 not to eat blood. Acts 15 says don't eat blood. We don't eat blood today. How about no fornication? Fornication is sexual sin, right? Genesis 13:13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Yeah, we know about Sodom, right? They had pride, they had vanity, they had fullness, they had idleness. They also were Sodomites. That's where the word Sodom, that's where Sodomites come from. They were in sexual sin. We see that in pre-Torah. How about the command of no idols? Genesis 31:34. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched the tent but could not find them. Images mean idols. We see the warning of idols and images going all the way back in the book of Genesis. So you see how those four things given in Acts 15 for the Gentiles to avoid are actually pre-Torah ways. Isn't that interesting? We also know that the Ten Commandments from Exodus 20, these are written with God's finger on tablets of stone, those are also still in force today. Why? Well, the New Testament backs them up for the Gentiles. The New Testament doesn't back up Torah law for Gentiles. But the Ten Commandments are echoed in the New Testament for the Gentiles. the Sabbath is altered. We don't do Saturday Sabbath now. We rest in Christ. Jesus Christ is our Sabbath rest, according to Hebrews 4. But all the rest of the Ten Commandments are still in play for us today. So now that we have that as a basis, let's talk about what are just some of the other pre-Torah ways that are still in play today for us Gentiles following Christ. You might be surprised. Maybe it'll refresh you if you already know these. But this is going to help you and help others as you strive to follow Christ. How about this one? Dominion. In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth." Dominion just means take authority over. So God wants man to take authority over the animals. You don't let a grizzly bear kill your family. You kill the grizzly bear. That's basically what it means. You need food, kill something and eat it. That's what it means. Take dominion. That's still in play today. It was given way back in Genesis 1. How about marriage between one man and one woman? Genesis 2:18. "And the Lord God said, it's not good for man that he should be alone." So God did what? Well, we see marriage. One man, one woman, right? The same verse. What do we see also? How about headship? Man is the head of woman. Genesis 2:18 says, "I will make him a helpmeet for him." Both the Old and the New Testament says women are to submit to their husbands as husbands love their wives like Christ loved the body. So what are we up to? We have dominion. We have marriage, one man, one woman. We have headship. How about dress? Yep. I teach on this one too. Genesis 3:21. "And unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them." Coats of skins are tunics in Hebrew. God killed an animal, shed its blood, and covered mankind. And all the biblical saints, all the priests, all the prophets, all the disciples, all the apostles, Jesus, they all wore, and the women, all wore either dresses or robes and tunics if they were men. Not today's worldly, carnal dress standard. You see what I'm saying? So I have many articles on all of these at the teaching blog. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. But all of these are still for us today, along with all the New Testament ways. And here's a thought for you. You must study the scriptures. Did you know there's over 1,050 commands in the New Testament? Yeah. Things like love each other, exhort each other, rebuke each other, things like that. 1,050. You want to be led by the Spirit, not led by a checklist. But you want to know about these things. You want to study them so that you can compare yourself. Make sure you're following them biblically. Amen? You have to have all this right in the Scriptures. That's our authority to know what to obey to serve God. 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul says, "By keeping sound doctrine, we save ourselves and others that hear us." Yeah, it's part of our salvation to be walking in the truth. When we're walking in truth, we're walking and living in Christ. Christ is the truth. Amen? Amen. God's words are authority, as I said, from start to finish. Genesis to Revelation, that's our authority how to live. Some of the stuff in between, like Torah law, is not in play for us anymore. We have to learn to discern and know the difference by rightly studying, 2 Timothy 2:15, rightly dividing the word. Dividing means cutting it straightway. And being a Berean, Acts 17, not just a churchgoer sitting in a pew, not just a person that says, "I believe in Jesus," but you're not a Berean studying the word, obeying it. And all of this you have to do, having been born from above by the gospel. Go check the gospel at don'tperish.com. Not just believe in Jesus and go to church, or believe in Jesus and live the way you want. No, it's placing your faith in Christ's shed blood, death, burial, resurrection. Repent. Turn from all your ways in the world and your false ways and churchianity. Be born from above. That's a work that God does in you. Then holiness and obedience, keeping to the scriptures in all their entirety, whatever is in context for you today, and enduring in the faith. That's how you will please God, prove out your saving faith as you walk and live in sound doctrine, and you'll be a useful tool for the kingdom of God. You must enter the kingdom of God, repent of the kingdom of Satan that you were born into, like I was. walk in the kingdom of God today, one day we'll literally be in the kingdom, and we serve him in holiness and obedience for his glory as fruit that we know him. Knowing these things about sound doctrine, knowing what to obey, what not to obey, what's not for you today, very, very wise, very, very smart, critical, so that you can walk rightly and then you can teach others as well. I hope that's been a blessing to you. Go study that out and test me to the Word of God. Pre-Torah ways, there's some that are still in play for us. And then, of course, all of the New Testament. Are you studying it? Are you hiding God's Word in your heart? Are you meditating on it day and night? I hope you are. It's the only way you're going to enter the kingdom of God, because without knowing Christ, who is the truth, without knowing the Word, you can't know Christ, who is the truth. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Don't listen to churchianity. It tells you you can live the way you want. You don't have to keep God's Word. Oh, yes. The fruit you're of the kingdom is you follow the kingdom way, serving this glorious King. I love serving this King. I hope you do too. Hey, till next time, thanks for listening. We love you all. I hope you have a glorious day. Hope you can hear me out here on the street. May God be praised.